We're going to study the Maral on Parshas Emor, and specifically, we're looking at the Maharal in Sefer Netzach Yisrael Perek Chof, and we're going to be studying about the mitzvah of Peah. This week's parsha, the Torah says, "Uvukutzrichem eskitzir artzichem lo sechale paas sadcho bekutzrecha," that we are not supposed to complete the harvest of our fields. We should leave a corner of the field with all of the grain for poor people to complete the harvest. This mitzvah, known as Peah, is interestingly inserted in and amongst the Moyadim, the Yom Tovim. So Chazal remark that it is because if one leaves Peah, if one is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Peah, and leaves the field corner for the poor people, then it is tantamount and it is as great an accomplishment as one who has built the Beis HaMikdash, no less. Kilu bano Beis HaMikdash vehikriv karbonoisav besoichai. So here we are mentioning all of the Yamim Tovim and how on the Regalim we come to the Beis HaMikdash and we have to bring various karbonos. The Torah just finished describing the unique karbonos of the Omer and then of the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. And right before the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and then Sukkot, the Torah says this mitzvah of Peah. So it's to tell us how important the mitzvah is. And it's so important that it is tantamount to bringing karbanos, which if you can't because ba'avnaseinu harabim mipnei chateinu galinu me'artseinu, and there's no Beis HaMikdash in our time, not yet. But then if we leave the pa'as soda, we'll be able to be accomplishing something as much of that which we would accomplish if we left Peah. We are accomplishing like what we could accomplish by bringing all the karbanos of all of the regalim of all the mayadim. That's what the Medrash says. It's quoted by Rashi. Let's see the Maharal on this issue. The Maharal in the beginning of Perek Chaf of Netzach Yisrael. In these editions, common editions of the Maharal, Netzach Yisrael, page Kuf Dalad. Perek Chaf begins on page Kuf Dalad. Kol Dovar Shehu Bal Geshem. Everything of a physical nature, a Misyaches El Geshem, or that relates to principally what's physical, material, hu bal tachlis. Now here tachlis means it's finite, meaning it reaches a certain point where it's complete and it achieves no more than what it has reached upon completion. Something physical has to reach its completion. Now it does what it's capable of doing and fulfills its role and completes its mission. When it's complete, it has done its role, its destined role is complete, and then it is over, it terminates. It is not necessarily going to have longevity. It's certainly not going to continue on forever. Of course, something is not considered complete until it reaches its ability to perform what it's destined to perform. But once it does, it's done. Now, we'll skip to a point about eight lines from the bottom of this page, of this column. When you see nations that seem so complete, meaning they have such accomplishments and they are living so well and so successful here in this world, in Olam Hazeh, Teda, so you should know, shezehu tachlisam v'sofam. Then you should know that this is because they've reached their tachlis, but it's also, and he doesn't mean to be ironic, but it's also sofam, meaning once they've completed their mission, they may not necessarily go on. They won't last centuries beyond the date of which they have reached their completion, when they have done what they can best accomplish in this world, giving whatever cultural or advances of science, whatever they are capable of bringing to mankind, they've brought, and that's it. Ein omdim l'shlemus acher yoser gadol mizeh. They will not achieve more. There will not be this expansive or ever-expanding horizon for a nation. They will achieve what they were meant to achieve. They will grow to the point that they will be successful as God wishes them to be, and then it's over. That is how cultures and countries wax and wane. Aval Yisrael, einam kach, but Bnei Yisrael, very different. Achashatir shehem einam b'shleimusim ba'olam hazeh. No, we do not have it easy in this world, and we struggle in olam hazeh. And you should see in this that we have not reached, we have not accomplished the complete Israel, the Am Yisrael of being Muslim, where the nation of Israel has reached its zenith, that it has accomplished all that it's destined to accomplish. We have become all that we are supposed to be. That will not happen in this world. That's not happening in olam hazeh. While it does happen for other nations. Now, the idea of how nations rise and fall was prominently shown to Yaakov Avinu in the famous dream where he sees Sulam Mutzav Arze Reisha Megiyah Hashemayma Malachei Elukim Olim V'Yordenboy, and Chazal explain that he sees the Tsar of all of the great powerful nations and the four leading nations that ultimately are Meshabed Klal Yisrael. They were the nations that imposed the Golus upon us. Bavel, Madai, Yavon, Edom. But he sees them go up, and Yaakov Avinu sees them come down. And when they come down, that means there's a Yerida. They're not in perpetuity with God. They have accomplished what they are meant to accomplish, become as much as they can become, and then their time is up. And that Yerida expresses this terminus, the end, that they've reached their goal, but it means that they are not any longer in a state of, let us say, necessity. We don't need them anymore. They've been obviated. Their role has come and been completed, and now they themselves can be gone. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov Avinu, Ale, come up. And the Medrash says that he should have come up. But Yaakov said, but if I come up, then I too will be subject to this same process of Aliyah and then Yerida, which was a mistake on Yaakov's part. He should have understood that for Yaakov, for Yisrael, there's only Aliyah. Now, why? There's only Aliyah because Yaakov's role is to be davak b'Hashem. Yisrael is meant to cleave unto Hashem. By cleaving unto Hashem, we are, so to speak, reaching out for something well beyond the material olam hazeh of a nation, well beyond the growth of a nation and the purpose and function of a nation in and of itself for its own benefit in this world. Clinging unto Hashem means clinging unto a higher sphere and reaching into that sphere and inhabiting that sphere. And if you inhabit the sphere of clinging to Hashem, then like Hashem, you gain that eternity, you gain that nitzchis. But that means that where other nations become shalem, whole, in this world, by themselves, Am Yisrael only because shalem, we, Yisrael, become whole and complete only by clinging to and becoming one with Hashem. We're going to look at the second column on this page, toward the bottom of the column. That medrash continues with quoting from Sefer Yirmiyah Perek Memvav. The pasuk says, "Ki aseh chola b'chol agoyim." An end will come. I'm going to put an end to all of the nations. Asher hidachti chashama, where you have been far flung in your diaspora. Va'ayscha loy aseh chola, the pasuk says. But you, Yisrael, you will not come to an end. Medrash says, "Umoy sa'olam." This is a medrash here in Parshas Tanchu, in Parshas Emor, Medrash Rabbah in Emor. And the medrash connects this pasuk and the idea of how Umayis Ha'olam come to an end. Well, yes, they complete the process of harvesting their fields. Like they complete the process of harvesting their fields, they too will come to completion in this world, and then they are terminated. It's over. Umasayim shein mechalin sadeseim eesachala aval Yisrael shein mechalin sadeseim ki kasev, because it says lo sechala paas sadcha bikutzrecha, and you Am Yisrael fulfilling peah, not completing the harvest of the field, not finishing, so you will never be finished as a result. That's, so to speak, your reward. And then the pasuk continues, V'yisarticha la'mishpat, meaning you're going to be given strict judgment, yes, says the Medrash, ba'olam hazeh. We're on top of page Kufhei. In olam hazeh, Yisrael is going to be subject to severe treatment, so that you are naki and ready for your olam haba. Yisrael, not just individually, but the nation, then clings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and achieves, by having this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, its shleimus. But since we are shalem with Hashem, we are one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's no terminus, there's no end. And Am Yisrael is a Vaibik. Am Yisrael then has Nitzchis. So what the Medrash is saying cannot simply be that because we don't finish or complete the harvest of our fields, the reward is we are never harvested and taken, so to speak, cut off and taken out and done in or ended. We're never put to an end. Just like we leave our fields so that it's not put to an end by us, we are ourselves not put to an end. That's not only too simplistic, but one has seemingly nothing to do with the other. Ah, so the Maral now explains, this is all about the concept of how Am Yisrael is not a nation that becomes shalem in this world by its various worldly accomplishments, by accomplishing, even as we do Baruch Hashem today, a modern economy, and a new and innovative kind of way of bringing about growth, startup nation, as we are called. That's all very nice, and it's a very good thing, and it's Hashem's blessing us, yes. But that's not our completion. That's not in what we find ourselves gaining ground such that we can complete our mission. The completion of the mission of Am Yisrael is v'davak b'Hashem. Is as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov Avinu, "Alei, come up the ladder and stay here with me." And that's what's represented by not finishing the field. Not finishing the field means we don't endeavor to complete our mission in this world, because our mission is beyond the worldly accomplishments like harvesting a field. Harvesting a field represents the worldly accomplishments, creating, making, building, wonderful. And yet, that's not how we complete ourselves. That's not how we become shleimim. That's not how Am Yisrael accomplishes its shleimus. How do we accomplish it? So, of course, as we've just said, it's about clinging and becoming one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We accomplish our shleimus by having that which is of ruchnius, literally of godliness, in here within us, by clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by reaching out to Him, as we do now, coming closer and closer, counting the sphere, reaching up to Hashem, in 49 levels, until Matan Torah, and then we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we become shalem, whole. In the next paragraph, in a few words, I just want to paraphrase, because we don't have all that much time to go through the whole piece. In the next paragraph on page Kufhei, the right-hand column, Pirish Soid Mamar Hazeh Hu Lohidia Lanu Ki Af Im Ein Li Yisrael Olam Hazeh Ein Nechshev Zeh Chesron. We don't have Olam Hazeh, but the Dalad Malchi is, they do. Ki Dalad Malchi is Heim Kineged Dalad Ruchais. There are four directions, east, west, north, and south, and directions means measure. It means spatial measure, occupying space, but it also means that they are finite. Am Yisrael represents the dot in the middle. Am Yisrael represents the Nekuda HaEmtzois, the perfect middle, which is, so to speak, without measure. Let's see it inside. K'meish Yisbar Gam Kein Lifneze Ukvar Yisbar Tam Dov Azeb Bemekem Esharbe Lama Oivde Gilulu Misyachsim El Dalet Tzdodin V'Yisrael Misyachsim El Nekuda HaEmtzois. That the explanation, as we've said it many times, the physical dimensions of front, back, right, left, or north, east, southwest, all represent that the Dalad Malchios are of this world. That's their point. That's where they are meant to achieve. They have their finite measure. But Am Yisrael is, so to speak, at a center of it all, and not something that is finite. It doesn't have, Am Yisrael doesn't have a quantitative limit to what is its eternity, to what it is able to and destined to achieve. Each side has a certain measure, distance. As big as you are, it's because you are of a certain size, distant from the perfect center. The perfect center has no distance, has no measure. What has a measure, the nations, they are all about their own selves. They are all about purposes in this world only. They have a finite measure. Asher gader hageshem hu haroichik. That is that the idea of something physical is that it has a limited measure. It's finite. Madregis hoivdi gedulim shem gashmiim l'ficha chamalchias heim dalet k'neged hatzdodin shem dalet. Avol Yisrael sheyesh lehem madrega bilti gashmis. Am Yisrael that really reaches the madrega of something that's not physical. Rather, it's metaphysical. It's about godliness. It's about dveikus b'Hashem. That's represented by the center. Hu neged ha'emtzoi. Shaharei ha'emtzoi ein lo reichi klal. It has no measure. So this, that Am Yisrael is this nation that, yes, we're of this world, here we are, yet we're also at the same time about a completely different world. We're about reaching up to the Shemayim and bringing the worlds together, and by doing so we become part of that great world that is l'olam, that is forever, and that's not finite. And if that's where we become mushlam, so then we, so to speak, transcend beyond the boundaries of and limits of time and space. And that's what not completing the field is meant to express. We become mushlam by our clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says this about two-fifths of the way down the next, the left-hand column. Ki Hashem Yisbarach ba'atzmoy hu hashleimus Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch himself, by clinging to him, that's how Yaakov and how Yisrael becomes shalem. V'haya hashlemosay mitzad ki haya Yaakov dovak boy. The shlemos that Yaakov was looking for, where other nations rise and fall, coming down the ladder, and Yaakov says, but I don't want to have that experience that we should rise and then fall. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you should have trusted me. I say that you can rise and cling to me and then never fall. Because that's what Am Yisrael is destined to do. To cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to work in this world, not for this world's sake, but for something greater, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for gaining that position with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we are one with him, because that's how we become shleimim. That's how we become complete. Now, let's look at the last paragraph of this parak, where he explains that this is what pas sadcha is all about, and why you don't complete the harvest of that corner of your field at the end. Bottom of left-hand column on page kafei. V'havein oid mash amar. Understand what the Medrash said. Ha'umayis shehem mechalin sadaseyem oisum e'esachol. Yisrael shehem mechalin sadaseyem loy e'esachol. Am Yisrael, you don't complete the harvest of your fields, you'll never be completely wiped out. You'll never, so to speak, pass out of and away from the story of man. And you'll always be. You'll have nitzchias. You are, so to speak, eternal. You're not ephemeral. Ba'advarim ha'elu, g'dayla ma'ayid, kasha tavan advarim, asher yarunu l'chalam ala. Using what we've said before about the nitzchias of Yisrael, understanding that we are of not a gashmi of this world, but of nitzchi of the greater world, the spiritual world, and achieve our shlemus by being davik b'Hashem. Kasha tavan advarim asher b'ra'anu l'chalamala, understanding these things, now you realize, ki Yisrael einam ba'alei hashlama mitzad atzmam. We do not achieve shlemus in and of ourselves just by being a nation, no matter how good or successful we are in this world. Kimo yishahem ha'umas, as is the case for umas ha'olam, who have their various missions and roles and accomplish great things, and then, after having accomplished what they are meant to accomplish, they have risen, now they will fall. But not so Yisrael. Ulefichach tziva Hashem Yisbarach liYisrael mitzvah zayis. Therefore we are commanded this mitzvah. Loisachal pa'as sodcha. Shema'acha sheYisrael einam ba'alei tachlis mitzad atzmam. We do not reach our completion ourselves. We don't reach our end point and our, you know, how do you say it, point where you can say everything that we're supposed to do has been done. We ourselves don't, in this world, reach that point. Yihyu noyegim b'midas ois. Therefore, we should express this fact that we don't complete our mission in this world by not completing the harvest of our fields. That expresses the fact that in this world, we do not accomplish our hashlama. V'tziva lases ha'peil aniyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands it be given to the aniyim. V'ze nechshav ki'ilu ha'peil shalahem, shehu tachlis shalahem, hu el Hashem Yisbarach. It's like you've left it, so to speak, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that you're giving it to Hashem, but you're leaving that which will be completed by the will of Hashem. The will of Hashem is that you leave it for aniyim. V'kach amru b'medrash, kol anoisein matnas aniyim, ki ilubonim izbeach, v'hikriv alav karbon. And that's why it's as if you've brought a karbon. It's as if you've built the Beis HaMikdash and brought a karbon. Meaning, because you're saying that I need to become mushlam with Hashem. I don't become a mushlam by harvesting my field. I become mushlam by coming to the Beis HaMikdash. I become mushlam by clinging to and becoming connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, leaving your field corner unharvested expresses the fact that you don't see your Hashlama as your accomplishments in this world of a material nature. You see your Hashlama and understand it to be melding your selves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being mevatel ritzoinchem l'ritzoinoi. He wants you to leave the corner and give it and leave it so Aniyim can harvest it. Once you do that, that means you're reaching out to Hashem to do His will. Well, then that's like building the Beis HaMikdash and coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the best and the most karbanos you can offer. That's the idea. It's not just simply, well, you know, you don't finish the field, Hashem doesn't finish you. You know, you don't finish up your field, God has never finished with you. No, it's much more profound. It's an expression of the fact that we don't reach our Hashlama in worldly endeavors at all. And therefore, he says, V'zeh yoyr l'cha, ki Yisrael noisnim tachlis shalahem el Hashem Yisbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we reach you, then we reach completion. And since we reach you and then have completion, so then we are one with you and we will share in that eternity that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mipnei zeh ein liYisrael, keitz v'tachlis. So that's why Yisrael has no keitz v'tachlis. It has no end, and it's never, we are never going to be terminated. We are eternal. Because our purpose is of that nature, of this holiness, and of otherworldliness. Shaharei lo higiu el hatachlis bitzad atzmon. Just being, no matter how successful you could be in this world, that's not our tachlis. That's not our end point. Rak tachlis shalahen el Hashem yisparach. Our tachlis is this melding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad hazeh ein hefsik lahem. That's why ein hefsik lahem. Whereas the Ovdei Gilulim, Mechalim Sudiseyem, Zemer Elcho, Ki HaTachlis Shalein, Hu Eitzel Atzmon, Lekach Yesh Lahem, Keitz Vesoif, Avon Yisrael, Shein Mechalim Sudiseyem, Heim Noisen, Mapeyeshu, HaTachlis, El Hashem Yisbaruch. Dahainu Aniyim, Shinechshev Matnas Aniyim, Ki Ilu Nosnoi, Oisai, El Hashem Yisbaruch, Bishvil Kach, Tachlis Yisrael, Eitzel Hashem Yisbaruch. He goes on, by the way, he says a beautiful thing. He says, the next mitzvahs of the Torah, right after Uvukutzruchem, right after mitzvahs, Pa'as Sodcha, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Maral says, because if you have fear for Hashem's Mishpat, don't be so fearful. Like the Pasuk said, I'm not going to make Chala. Oyscha, you, Klal Yisrael, you will not Loy E'es HaChala. V'oyscha Loy E'es HaChala. So don't fear, even with Emas Hadin of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Don't fear. Because Tachlisan Shel Yisrael will be to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll do tshuva and you'll become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need not fear that what will happen to you after the judgment day will be what happened to the other nations of the world. And that's the point of the juxtaposition of Pa'as Sodcha, the mitzvah of Peah, right before the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Because the Bechola Goyim Eesachola, Va'uscha Loy Eesachola, even though Visarticha La Mishpat. Klaima Afshehu Yisparach Bamishpat Miyasar Oysam, Aval Ein Oysa Oysam Chola. But there will not be Chalila ever a point where there's no Yisrael. Because if there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's Yisrael. And that's what our mission is. To bring us so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are one with Him, and then have and share that nitzchis, that eternity, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. Leaving the Pa'as Sada, as Hashem wishes us to do so, means we say we don't have our complete field, we don't have our complete mission, we don't have our complete goal as a nation done, completed in this world, We have it only completed when we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when we reach the point of that eternal life that we are going to achieve, where we have this oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we achieve our Hashlama. That's how we will become complete, by being with Him. We leave that corner of the field to say our completion is not here, but it's rather there. It's in yonder world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.